Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Ford ups its connected car game, and it's just hired 400 engineers from BlackBerry to prove it.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And over in Detroit, Ford has just hired 400 engineers from BlackBerry's Mobility Solutions Unit with the aim of developing internet-connected vehicles, giving a boost to the automaker's software development efforts and keeping itself in the game as it races to keep up with all the traditional auto rivals and tech companies. Here with the very latest is the Wall Street Journal's Christina Rogers joining us on the phone from Detroit. Hi, Christina.
Thank you for having me.
First off, what's the specific goal of this new working relationship with Ford and BlackBerry employees? What does Ford aim to accomplish in the software game, and what's their game plan looking like?
Well, I think there are two things going on here. For one, if you look at the car today, it is just chock full of software. It's running everything from your navigation system to the pairing functions on your phone,
right,
or with your phone. And that's going to just get even more sophisticated over time, especially as more cars come with like built-in modems that allow you to connect directly to the internet. So to some extent, what Ford is doing here is they're trying to build their expertise to not only maintain that, but to develop those technologies further. But also, you know, in Ford's case, you know, they've talked a lot about trying to leverage kind of this coming era of in-car connectivity to move into new business models.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, things like, you know, ride-hailing services that are like Uber or Lyft, where you use your phone to, you know, kind of flag down a Lyft, I guess. And all the way to, you know, when they plan to soon have release a self-driving car in 2021, and they hope that will be used for kind of as a robo-taxi. And even then, you'll still need the connectivity support to make these systems work. So all this is going to take very sophisticated software development, and it's going to leverage mobile connectivity. And so it's natural for them to be hiring from essentially a mobile phone manufacturer.
Right. It's really crazy how much, I mean, we talk about it a lot on this podcast, just the merging of the tech world and the car industries. So this is the latest, but how has Ford been stepping up its game in this connected car and autonomous driving expertise as of late? We hit upon it a little bit, but what do they have going on in general?
Well, I mean, this really started a little more than a year ago. I mean, Ford has been talking a lot about moving into what they call mobility services.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kinds of services that would, like, use a vehicle but leverage kind of the greater world of connectivity, you know, the fact that you can, you know, order things on your phone or, you know, use the internet to call up information.
Right.
They want to be able to kind of move into services that leverage that. And so they started, you know, really committing some money to this. At first, it wasn't a lot, but investing in startups and partnering with tech companies, you know, along these lines. Some of it was experimentation. Other investments were to kind of move them forward in other areas, like they invested in a city bike sharing program, and they bought a van shuttle service.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, they've really, you know, within the last couple months, they've ramped up their spending. In February, they announced that they were going to take a majority stake in an artificial intelligence startup called Argo AI, and it's based in Pittsburgh, and that they would invest about $1 billion over the next year to build out the workforce there and the operations. And this firm in particular will be focused on developing software that will essentially be kind of the brains of a self-driving car. So we're definitely seeing them from over time committing more and more money to this endeavor.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Christina Rogers about Ford and BlackBerry's new partnership. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, UberPool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Christina, this all sounds very competitive on Ford's part, but in the grand scheme of things, how viable is Ford in this arena? Thus far, has it been keeping up with the traditional rivals and tech companies?
Well, it's a good question. I would say they're not at the back of the pack, but they're also not at the front. Mm-hmm. In this respect, you really have to look at companies like Tesla and Google, which are essentially like software firms trying to build cars. By their very nature, that is where they hold all the expertise. And Ford is essentially a car company trying to build software. So by default, it's starting from farther behind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you also have other automakers that are moving quickly, too. Rival GM has been very aggressive in this space, and in some respects, much more aggressive than Ford, and has been snapping up a lot of software talent, both through acquisitions, the Cruise Automation acquisition that they did a couple years ago. This was a small startup developing self-driving software, and also just through recruitment. Ford is definitely, if there's one thing I could say about Ford, is they are certainly dedicating a lot of time and thought to this endeavor. And right now, you're really starting to see them hit the accelerator on some of these initiatives.
Absolutely. It's very exciting times in the car industry, that's for sure. Christina, thank you as always for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.